From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. U.S. President Barack Obama has paid tribute to Nelson Mandela at his memorial service in Johannesburg. Tens of thousands of people attended the event. World leaders including Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff, UK Prime Minister David Cameron, Cuban President Raul Castro, and UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon were among the guests. Current South African President Jacob Zuma was roundly booed as he entered the arena. A handshake between President Obama and President Castro also made waves. The greeting is being seen as highly symbolic, 50 years after Washington cut diplomatic ties with Havana. Referring to him by his clan name, Madiba, Barack Obama told the cheering crowd that Nelson Mandela's legacy needs to be worked at.
There are too many people who happily embrace Madiba's legacy of racial reconciliation, but passionately resist even modest reforms that would challenge chronic poverty and growing inequality.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is urging members of the United States Congress not to introduce new sanctions against Iran, saying the world community is at a delicate diplomatic moment in its negotiations with Tehran. The Secretary of State was testifying on Capitol Hill, as Washington correspondent Simon Marks reports.
With Republicans pushing for the imposition of a fresh batch of sanctions on Iran, John Kerry's message was simple: don't do it yet. He told the House Foreign Relations Committee that the diplomatic track with Tehran needs to be given a chance to work.
Once implemented, and it will be in the next weeks, this agreement halts the progress of Iran's nuclear program, halts the progress, and rolls it back in certain places for the first time.
But the Obama administration knows it has work still to do, heading off the prospect of fresh sanctions. So the Secretary of State will be back on Capitol Hill on Wednesday.
Expanding Russia's military presence in the Arctic is one of the top priorities for the country's armed forces, Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Tuesday. Several countries, including Russia, Canada, Norway, the United States, and Denmark, have been trying to assert their jurisdiction over parts of the Arctic, where nearly a quarter of the world's undiscovered oil and gas deposits are located. Anya Ardaeva reports from Moscow.
Russian President Vladimir Putin told the country's top military commanders that, quote, next year we have to complete the formation of new large units and military divisions in the Arctic that remain on constant combat alert. He added that Russia must possess all the levers necessary for protecting its security and national interests in the region. Earlier this year, the country's military started to overhaul its Soviet-era base at the New Siberian Islands, which is believed to be a key facility for protecting shipping routes linking Europe with the Pacific across the Arctic Ocean.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Denmark is set to become the latest country to join a French-led operation aimed at battling the Islamic insurgency in Mali. The Scandinavian country joins an international coalition in assisting France's attempts to intervene. The move follows the discovery of six bodies by an AP journalist, seen as the first concrete evidence of ethnic violence. Nina Maria Potts reports.
Denmark is sending a military transport plane to assist Mali's embattled government and its French allies to push down a 10-month-old Islamic insurgency in the country's north. The addition of Denmark to a French-led mission involving the US, the UK, Belgium, Spain, and Canada follows the discovery of six bodies by an AP journalist, which human rights activists blame on Mali's military. French aircraft have been attacking the Islamic rebels since Friday.
Key American financial regulatory bodies are voting on the Volcker Rule, new regulations intended to limit banks' trading. The goal of the new rules are to prevent another instance of the London Whale, where J.P. Morgan lost over $6 billion in bad trades. Washington correspondent Priscilla Huff has more.
Central to the Volcker Rule is the concept that trades to hedge against possible losses in bank portfolios, financial institutions now must demonstrate the hedge bet reduces or otherwise significantly mitigates one or more specific identifiable risk, according to the text. American regulators want to ensure that banks do not take unnecessary risks that threaten their stability. The rule is aimed at protecting deposits and capital. However, financial institutions have said the Volcker rule is confusing because it could prevent them from market-making moves for profit.
And that's the latest Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.